Hey, everyone, and welcome to Jesus Stories. This is the podcast which tells the life and teachings of Jesus without preaching in an informal, informative, and interesting manner. Jesus is wandering toward his final week of his earthly life as he travels toward Jerusalem. This week we will finally begin that part of the story. He will arrive at Jerusalem. But first he'll tell a parable to the people around him, and he'll be anointed with perfume by Mary. We'll learn of a plot to kill not only Jesus but Lazarus, and Jesus will enter Jerusalem, his final destination for all these past week's stories. These podcasts come your way because you're willing to support us, and we appreciate that support. As I said before, I'm asking if you need to choose between supporting us and supporting the humanitarian crises in Ukraine and Eastern Europe. I urge you to help that effort. But again, I put some links to some resources in the show notes if you want to support that effort. If you can support both of us, great. Just visit the website, jesusstories.info. Click on the Support This Podcast tab in the menu, and that's at jesusstories.info. All of these Jesus stories are available on your favorite podcast player. However, people find out about us because you write a review and rate us. So, would you tell others about us? By the way, I've got a special way for you to share this podcast in real life. Check out my webpage, jesusstories.info, and click on the Share This Podcast tab in the menu. How are these stories affecting your life? How are they touching you? Would you share your story with me? Your sharing will be confidential, plus it'll offer me a specific way to pray for you, my listeners. Just send me a DM or an email. You'll find all the links on my webpage, jesusstories.info. That's jesusstories.info. I also want to invite you to check our Patreon page for a Jesus Story Extra. Next week, Holy Week, I'll read the complete Passion Week story directly from the scriptures for your listening. And we'll start with Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem, which is what we're going to describe today, and take you through the following Sunday with the resurrection. But you have to support us on Patreon in order to hear this reading. I hope you'll take advantage of this offering. It'll be available starting Sunday, and that's this coming Sunday, April 10th. In our last episode, Jesus went to the home of a hated tax collector, where, as Jesus put it, salvation has come to this home today. Then, as he was leaving that city, Jesus encountered a blind man named Bartimaeus. He heals him, creating praise for Jehovah. As the crowd was listening to what Jesus was teaching, and as he was near Jerusalem, he tells another story, a parable. One of the misconceptions people had about Jesus was that he would establish an earthly kingdom from Jerusalem, overthrowing the rule of the Roman Empire. He needs to dispel them of that notion. He uses this story, which is based on current events of the day, to let people know that they did not have the right perception of his purpose at this time. So here's that story. He says, a nobleman was called away to a distant empire to be crowned king and then to return to his land. Before he left, he called 10 of his servants together and gave them the equivalent of about 3 months' wages. He told them, invest this for me while I'm gone. But there was a group of people who did not want this nobleman to be their king, so they followed him to appeal to the ruler over all the land, not to appoint this nobleman. Now, this event is similar to what has recently occurred in their own country. Herod the Great has passed away. His son Archelaus went to Rome to be appointed king over Judea. And yes, there was a delegation which followed him to visit the Roman emperor and asked that Archelaus not be appointed king. They didn't succeed in their request, by the way. So this story would have sounded familiar to his listeners. So let's go back to the story. So the nobleman is crowned king. He returns to his land, calls in his servants who had received money from him. He wanted to find out how much profit he had made. The first servant reports to him, "Master, I invested your money and made 10 times the original amount." This pleases the new king. He makes his servant governor of 10 cities for his reward. The next servant reports in, "Master, I invested your money and made 5 times the original amount." This too pleases the king. The servant is given governorship over 5 cities. A third servant gives his report, and it's not a very good report. "Master, I hid your money and kept it safe. I was afraid because you are a hard man to deal with, taking what isn't yours and harvesting crops you didn't plant." This upsets the king tremendously. "You wicked servant, your own words condemn you. If you knew that I'm a hard man who takes what isn't mine and harvests crops I didn't plant, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I would have gotten some interest on it." Then the king turns to his other servants and orders that this money be given to the one who has earned the most return on his money. Some object, "But master, he already has a large amount." The king replies, "Yeah, but those who use well what they are given, even more will be given. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away." And then he adds, "As for those who don't want me to be king, bring them here and execute them right in front of me." We're about a week away from the Passover celebration. Remember, this is a major festival for the Jewish people as they remember their ancestors being saved from slavery in Egypt. So many come up to Jerusalem before the time of the celebration for a ceremonial cleansing. They are looking for Jesus. In fact, they're asking each other, "What do you think? He won't come to Passover, will he?" The leading priests and Pharisees have a different agenda. They ordered that anyone who saw Jesus must report it so that he could be arrested. 6 days before Passover, Jesus comes to Bethany, to Simon, the former leper's home. Martha served a dinner for him. Both Lazarus and Mary are there, and of course, Simon is there too. Mary took a jar of expensive perfume made from nard to anoint Jesus. It was made from the roots of the nard plant, imported from India. It was very expensive, and Mary poured this perfume over Jesus' head and on his feet. She wiped his feet with her hair, not a usual practice for a woman in this time, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the nard. Due to the expense, Judas, one of the disciples, remarks that this is worth a year's wages and could have been sold to feed the poor. John, the teller of this story, tells us that Judas didn't care for the poor. He was a thief and more interested in the money. As the treasurer for the disciples, he would help himself to some of the funds. Jesus counters, "Leave her alone. She did this in preparation for my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." Then he adds that when the good news is preached, people will talk about this deed. And indeed, we have. People had heard of Jesus' arrival in Bethany, which is not far from Jerusalem, so they flocked to see him and to see Lazarus too. The leading priests decided that they must also kill Lazarus, since it was Lazarus' resurrection that caused many to believe in and follow Jesus, deserting the Jewish faith and these leaders. Now, Jesus is ready to enter Jerusalem. The crowd who had come for the Passover heard that Jesus was on his way, so they take palm branches and go out to meet him, shouting, "Praise God! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hail to the King of Israel!" And as Jesus comes to Bethpage and Bethany, towns on the Mount of Olives, he sends two disciples ahead of him with instructions to get a young donkey that no one has ever ridden. They're to bring the donkey to him. If someone questions they're taking the donkey, they're simply to say the Lord needs it. The donkey is probably at the home of someone that Jesus knows. Matthew reminds us, when he tells us this story, that it is a fulfillment of a prophecy by Zechariah. Tell the people of Jerusalem, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on a donkey, riding on a donkey's colt. John, in his narrative, says that even though the disciples were watching this prophecy being fulfilled before their very eyes, they didn't understand until after Jesus was glorified. We'll talk about what that means later in a future episode. The disciples find the donkey, just as Jesus had told them, and they were questioned and allowed to take the donkey when they replied as Jesus had instructed them. They bring the donkey to Jesus, putting garments on it for him to sit upon. As Jesus rides along, people put their clothing on the road ahead of him. As they started down the Mount of Olives, his followers began shouting and singing and praising Jehovah God for the miracles they had witnessed. They sang, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." This outcry prompts some of the Pharisees in the crowd to ask Jesus to rebuke his followers, but Jesus tells them that if they were quiet, the stones along the road would break out into praise. As he approaches Jerusalem, upon seeing the city, Jesus begins to weep. He laments, "How I wish today that you, of all people, would understand the way to peace. But now it is too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes." He goes on to describe what will happen in the future to this great city which he loves. He says that Jerusalem's enemies will lay siege to the city. They will crush the city to the ground, not leaving a single stone in place, because, he says, you did not recognize it when God visited you. Indeed, about 30 years later, the Roman army invaded Israel, laid siege to the city of Jerusalem, and destroyed it and the temple, just as predicted by Jesus. Jesus arrives in Jerusalem. The city is in an uproar, asking the question, "Who is this?" The crowds respond with the affirmation that this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Some of this crowd had seen the resurrection of Lazarus and were telling others about this miracle. And for this reason, the crowd swarmed out to see Jesus. This upsets the Pharisees. "There's nothing we can do," they said. "Look, everyone has gone after him." Jesus goes up to the temple. He looks around at everything, but it's late in the afternoon, so he returns to Bethany with the apostles to spend the night. And with the end of the day for Jesus and his apostles, we'll end our story there until next episode. These Jesus stories are supported by you, the listeners to this podcast. If you've benefited from these stories, I invite you to pray about and consider supporting this podcast, either with a one-time donation or an ongoing donation. Just visit the website, JesusStories.info. Click on the Support This Podcast tab in the menu. You'll find out how to support us either once or continually on a monthly basis. But as I said at the outset of this episode, I would ask that you consider how to financially support Ukraine and its people first. Did you know we're on Patreon as well? That's a great place to check out this podcast and the first Jesus Story Extra coming next week for those who support us in an ongoing manner. All of these Jesus stories are available on your favorite podcast player. However, people find out about us because you write a review and rate us. So, would you tell others about us? By the way, I've got a special way for you to share this podcast in real life. Just check out the webpage, JesusStories.info, and click on the Share This Podcast tab in the menu. How are these stories touching your life? Would you share your story with me? Your sharing is confidential. Plus, it'll offer me a way to pray for you specifically. Just send me a DM or an email. Find all the links in the webpage, JesusStories.info. That's JesusStories.info. We'll see you in 2 weeks with the next Jesus Stories episode.
Sweetest that ever was heard.